Hello and welcome to Viewpoints. This is Dominion DMS's video podcast series where we highlight our vendor partners. I'm Sharon Kitzman. I'm the president of Dominion DMS. And with us today, we have Ben Ayed. He is the CEO and founder of Auto Service AI. Ben, welcome.
Thank you, Sharon. Pleasure to be on your podcast.
Absolutely. Thank you. You have a really impressive resume. You have over 20 different patents, and you've held leadership positions in several really impressive companies, both inside and outside of automotive. I'm excited to hear your thoughts on our industry today. But before we get there, maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, maybe a couple of those patents, and your company, Auto Service AI.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Myself, where do I start? I think I'm a born inventor, I'd say. I don't know, maybe. I'm persistent. I go to the end of things. I like to solve problems, and I like to, when I see a problem, I never give up till I solve it. I have worked on some technologies where I actually lost a lot of money, but today they're helping a lot of people, like such as the two-factor authentication that Google is using today, the login with the Apple Watch. It's also my invention. I did lose money, and then we made some licensing fees, and now we're the future is a lot greener. But inventor life is not that easy, right? This is was done. These are inventions from 8 years ago that it took the world like many years to appreciate and understand. And in my eyes, in my view, there's only one truth. And then a lot of people do other things, whatever they know, and when it's not perfect, there's friction, and they're going to continue on the friction till the day that they see the light and they align on the good things. And then we love the gears because we see like the friction all over. We see so much customer pain. We see that nobody can get through on a Monday morning. My wife, she calls in from her car, and they ask her to type a two to get to service, and she's like, "Well, I'm on a Bluetooth. There's no two, and I got my kids in the back. How do I do it?" She comes home, she calls them, they say, "We're closed now. Please call on first business hour." She carves time off her Monday morning to call the dealer, and nobody answers. And I see this with so many people and friends and myself, and like, well, somebody needs to do something about it. I think we're happy that we're able to break a model and break a problem that's been brewing for tens of years. And we do it with such elegance that now we're able to, like you say, should guarantee the customer experience, should delight every single customer of yours, should make sure that everybody is happy. We see the light, we see great numbers, we see dealers now achieving 107% retention rate, we see revenues increasing 10%. It's just like, remember the truth, the perfect experience, the most perfect experience that makes everybody's happy. I mean, the customer is happier, the employees are happier, they're not having to deal with some silliness and stuff. And then the revenues, they follow, when you do the right thing, just start making more money. So it's great. We're happy to find ourselves that we're able to contribute to this world. To do something new, to solve some problems at scale, and to do it elegantly with perfection, with quality, with passion, with leadership. To me, like leadership is like you're selling subscriptions, except you're selling 5,000 cars with 5,000 subscriptions every year, and year over year, you're adding more and more subscriptions. And then after 10 years, you've sold like 50,000 subscriptions, but your people, your physical infrastructure is the same. Your people are the same. What's happened to those customers? Are they happy? Are you keeping them? Are you retaining them? And then after 20 years, you're selling double that, and you keep on having the same physical infrastructure, the same methods. And then now it's maybe 30 years. Like, well, somebody needs to do something about it. And either you need to have a change in culture, a change in processes, a change of people, a change of tools, and change of vision. But I think, it all starts like the Amazon way. Start by setting guarantees. Say we need to make sure that we don't leave any customer behind, that we delight every customer, and then work on it to crack the problem.
Right. So it's expected every time. Your company name has the word AI in it. AI is certainly a buzzword right now. And I dabble in it a little bit with a couple of services that I have as plugins to my browser and things like that, but I'm amazed at how quickly it adjusts to me. And my style and how dependent I become on it over time. So maybe for those who are less familiar with your solution set, maybe give us a little bit of an example of how dealers are adopting AI as a consumer-facing solution for them.
So, Karen, like 5 years ago, when I was working for Xtime, and I noticed these problems because we were the largest, I think 50% market share service scheduling, and yet, on the portal, the sort of portal for people booking, there was 72% dropout. So, it came to my attention, like we're trying to crack this problem, and we did so many things, and still stagnant. Like people that start. 72% of them cannot finish, and whatever way we do it, it still doesn't work. And then and it's a problem, but it's a product that was supported by my colleague. I didn't do texting, something like that. But then we meet together, we try to help each other. And then I started asking questions. It was like, that's even a fraction of the booking, because most bookings, 90% of them at the time, come through the phone. And it's like, well, so that fraction of trying to digitalize. We're getting such a huge drop rate. And what's happened to the other ones on the phone? It's like, oh yeah, those guys also go through nothing. Dealers are not answering them. I'm like, oh my God. So at that time, I actually went and wrote a paper the Amazon way. It's called Six Pagers. And then I build a prototype and I present to my manager and say, here's a number. Please call it. I think we're doing things the wrong way. It should be this way. It should be a simple number. People just call and just does the things for them. And he did not call me. He put the stock market in the back,
Oh.
and I had to leave after
He didn't get it,
So, anyway, it's a nice story because it helped me. I was able to kind of go to do the right thing anyway. I'm super persistent, remember. But then, I started the company. I mean, AI, what's AI, what's not AI? I mean, to me, like, well, it's a buzzword because it was not, it's definitely not what it is today. It was not. Because today, people think about it, but they're more like, how it's automation, right? How do you, solve the big problems, right? At scale with guarantees, you have the human factors, great, but human come with a predictability and consistency, capacity limits, resource constraints, right? We all have to go and buy a brace, we all have to go to the doctor, right? We all fall sick. So, and from a customer experience, when you come from Amazon, it's all about guarantees, right? It's all about predictability, metrics, execution. It's all about not leaving any room for errors, right? So then he's like, well, how can you help these people? Well, they need automation. What kind of automation? Well, there's these AI tools. Google started doing some cool things, and Apple, and this and that. Okay, well, let's bundle something. Let's try to kind of bring some automation. And, start playing with it and playing with the technology and training it and had some dealers, worked with them. And after 4 years, becoming something that's well-trained and doing something good, I do have some people that come to me and say, that's not AI. Your thing is not, it's like, yeah, well, who cares if it's AI, not AI? Who cares what's AI? It's about problem and you're solving problems for consumer. And frankly speaking, I use a million technologies, and I don't know. I use everybody's technology. I use the best, and we change on a daily basis. If this guy offers something better than the other one, okay, we'll move there. And what is AI? I mean, well, I mean, I feel that the word AI is used a lot for browsers, like you're saying, data mining and interpretation of data. Personally, when I go back to history, it's a completely evil to act like a human. And I feel that we kind of created the thing that's most, closer to human in certain, very limited roles, right?
Right.
So we narrowed the role, okay, we're receptionist or ADC or, a lot of it's repetition, but very repetitive. A lot of it requires, technical skills, learning how to work with the X-Tile, with Reynolds, with this and that and that. Okay, let's teach it those things, which are very, very super technical. And then let's teach it the other piece, which is, how to deal with humans, how to work with them, how to understand them, how to give them what they want, and a lot of psychology, how to work with their attention span, how to amaze them, how to delight them. And then you put the two together, right? I mean, it's not, but it does require a lot of training because, we work with people from all sorts of types. People talk to
Yeah.
us in Spanish, in French, and yeah,
Right.
people that ask
Right.
some weird things that you don't understand, and people that ask things that you don't understand. And it's all about, we help people we can help, and then we ask for help for those we don't can help, and try to guarantee them a great experience either way. And, it's all about like execution and guarantees. We start with two guarantees, like head of 10 calls and answered. We're always going to listen to you as a customer. We're always going to help you with whatever we're authorized to help you with, like if it's booking status, if it's a transfer to the right person. We even actually today we're solving the problem of, who's your advisor? How do you transfer you to the person that knows you? Because most of the transfers today, when you have a receptionist, you transfer to the wrong person. And no advisor wants to pick up the phone because all the calls coming to him is not for him. So we saw a lot of these kind of, efficiency, kind of, because we focus on the customer. We don't focus on technical advice. We focus on the customer. How do you make his experience direct, short, succinct? How we can get him the right help? It's not the right thing to transfer a customer in a hunt group and hope for somebody to pick up the phone, knowing that that person is going to be his advisor, and then
Right.
he's have to transfer somebody else. To me, that's not the right thing, right?
Yeah.
So we saw through a lot of those things, and something co make common sense. We solve real individual problems one by one, and provide solutions that work. So that's simple.
Right. Well, great. Continuous improvement, right?
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, it would be a lot easier if we didn't, but unfortunately, we all have competitors out there in the market. Seeing in a lot of ways they make us better, but maybe without naming any of your competitors, give us one kind of clear value proposition that your solution brings to the table that others do not.
We happen to be an inventor, somebody that created value that dealers for 4 or 5 years. That's true, genuine, that solves problems. And like any successful company, we happen to have some followers. Some of them are good, some of them are not so good because they create the market. And frankly speaking, some of them are not ready to be in the market. For example, one of the biggest problems that we do is booking appointments for service, right? And my competitors, they cannot book more than one service code. So, if you bring in a car and ask for oil change and brakes, that's what happens. They book you for oil change and put a note as brakes. That car ends up going on the maintenance lane that screws up the factory. If you bring a car into if you if it's a Honda dealer and you bring a Toyota car, they're not able to book a non-brand, non-major brand. So they book that Honda as a Toyota, and then it screws up. Somebody has to go and fix it and all that stuff. To me, those are immature, kind of rushed solutions. Most of the competitors have to be PE backed. Nothing is genuine. Nothing is makes sense. It's all like put as much money, rush it to the market. Go grab, make money. It's okay. To me, that's not focused on customers, not so focused on solving real problems. It's copying, seeing an opportunity, saying, well, we're gonna jam it. In software, it works a lot, but in AI, you're gonna frustrate either customers, your car is gonna take 2 blocks, it went in the wrong lane, it's gonna have take 2 hours to get that job, and maybe it's gonna have to come another day because the break is not scheduled. And if you booked it for oil change, these breaks, and that's not easy to fix.
Right, right.
So, and then, we're a way ahead. We have 10 times the products. We have fun languages. Nobody offers language like Spanish. We offer French. We have Polish come in. Somebody just asked me for Chinese. we have the best teams in the world. My engineers, they, prior to this Russia mess, they used to actually go to hackathons in Russia sometimes. And so we have literally best teams in the world that money cannot buy today.
Great. Well,
People, I mean, they can hire engineers, they can try to build software, it's okay, but that's not mission. So.
congratulations. I'm a DMS provider. You're a solution provider into the same industry, and I'm sure you integrate to a number of other DMS providers as well. If there was something that Dominion DMS could do differently or uniquely in order to make it a more streamlined solution for our common client, the dealer, is there any advice you'd have for me or my team?
Yeah, I mean, the way we're thinking of the problem is think of a lot of companies trying to build the best car, best EVs, right? Now there's a race about the best EV. But then there is companies that are building the best EVs and the best self-driving software, right? So our vision is the solutions is how to be like closer to the customer to solve a lot of these problems, to provide the best kind of car or DMS with the best self-driving that goes on it, so that they don't have to worry too much about the human aspects of things. And I think a tighter integration on that level can actually bring a lot of goods to the market. We do it, we work with actions like, how do you reduce the load, how do you do it for customers. But then the data and the predictability and then the forecasting, what's going to happen in the future, and are you trending up or down, and where, when you need to hire, when you need to fire, sorry, when you need to start, doing, marketing. We have so much, very simple boards that it's all fed by data, and it's all, I would not call it AI because it's all my ideas of what a CEO should see and what are how to help him as much as possible to make the right decisions. Some of this probably massage, so we use very sophisticated mathematical formula and regression formula and all the studies that are being used in AI. But we're not really focused on AI. We're focused on how do we solve problems, how to improve these dealers, service the customer better, be more efficient. And I think this idea of self-driving or autopilot with DMS as well as the
Okay, awesome. Thank you for that. And I'll make sure to make my team listen to this. Dealers struggle with a lot of things, right? If you think over the last couple of years, chip shortage, labor shortage, rising interest rates, inventory issues, and manufacturers pushing EVs, maybe they're ready, maybe they're not. And most recently, of course, UAW strikes. I think they're behind us now. Still need to be ratified, I think, but I think they're behind us. So is there anything that Auto Service AI can do to help dealers kind of get ahead and stay ahead in these challenging times where every dollar counts?
Absolutely. We bring something, some fresh view to dealers on how to think of their business, how to think of their customers, how to think about growth. Growth in this industry is something that's forgotten long way, long time ago. I feel that this retail business has been betting a lot of things that has not materialized, or maybe not expected a lot of things to be changing. But any business that focuses on customers, it doesn't matter if it's EV, not EV, if you're, I mean, think of Amazon. Doesn't matter if there's EV or not EV, they're still going to be the best retailer. It's all about being the best, most lovable company out there. And if they just focus on that, instead of F&I and number of ROs, the number of cars sold, this and that. Focus on one thing, customer obsession. How you can be the most profitable company. There is so much money and growth to be had by just being screen. I see it every day. I see my customers gaining market share just from their neighbors. They're making business and they're just growing. Their money is going to be spent here and there or there. You just need to make sure it spends with you because you're the most lovable. You're the one that's most approachable. You have the best communication. You treat your customer the best. You just need to be better than everybody else. And that's the proven, most proven formula. EVs, this and that, that's a temporary thing. It's going to come and go. God knows if EV is going to take over the world or it's not, or it's going to be a flop. I don't know. If Amazon is going to step in this market or not, I don't know. All that I know is how to be prepared, how to have some old-fashioned business ethics, treat customers the right way, treat your employees. Don't jam or don't use bad tools. Technology is by the dime, but use the best technology. Have always the best team, have always the best partner, the best DMS. Just don't compromise on quality. Don't make decisions by your guts. Make decisions with data.
All right, excellent. So, if a dealer listening out there would be interested in finding out more about Auto Service AI, what's the best way to go about it? Your website?
Autoservice.ai, or I can email me. I'm Ben at autoservice.ai, and we answer every customer call immediately within the hour maximum. Every service request within the hour, every customer request within 7 days.
Okay, excellent. And if you're a Dominion DMS dealer or not, you can go to dominiondms.com to our partners page, and we list all of our partners in alphabetical order. So Auto Service AI is right near the top,
Awesome.
and that'll link you back to their website as well. Ben, as we wrap up here today, since we're both in the auto industry and you've been in and out of it a little bit, but you're in it right now, do you have a car story for us?
I have been on EV for I would say 5 years now. The reason why I did it is because somebody says lifestyle change, and I'm like, you know what? I want to learn what this life does to me. So I got towed 3 times because I ran out of battery 3 times, and during these 5 6 years, I did have 3 or 4 thousand.
So, a plug for better infrastructure is what you've got, right?
For the newcomers to this world, it is a lifestyle change, and I think now I get less and less those toes. I did put my car in the garage, and then I flew to Africa for like 4 weeks, and then it warmed me, it's like the battery's out. But then I said, it's okay, it's too bad, I can't do much. When I came, I brought the tow truck. They tried to tow the car out of the garage. It was impossible.
Wow.
It's so heavy, they can't do
Yeah.
it. You've got a lot of interesting tricks with EV. I love them. Don't take me wrong, but there are some quirks and there are some interesting stories to be had with them.
A little bit of a learning curve.
We have a
All
gas
right.
powered SUV and stuff. We're super happy with.
Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for joining us, Ben. We appreciated your time, and certainly I loved hearing more about your business, Auto Service AI, and how it can help dealers and their interactions with consumers be more consistent and just overall better, right? So thank you so much for taking the time with us today.
It's been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you.